is from Magister Blogatore dot Espresso dot Repubblica dot IT. So it's from Italy.
Magister. I like reading him.
Okay. You're going to love this.
Sandro Magister.
Sandro Magister. The Benedict option has now crossed the Atlantic and become a question of global import, a question that is certainly of no little account, because it concerns the future of Christianity in an ever more post-Christian era. The American Rod Dreher, author of the proposal and of the book, is now traveling around France on a conference circuit and has given an exhaustive interview to the Catholic magazine La Nef. His book has been translated into French and will soon be available in other languages. But it has been the frontal attack that La Civiltà Cattolica has unleashed from Rome against the Benedict option that has ratcheted up even more the level of the controversy.
Well, La Civiltà Cattolica is a semi official publication of the Holy See, edited by evil Jesuits, and I'll just say it.
Well,
evil
that's
Jesuits.
Okay. That's what Magister says here. That, you know, it takes a lot to like revive the Index, which pretty much doesn't exist anymore. But it appears as though that the Index has kind of been revived. He says this. Dreher is not Catholic. He used to be, but now he's Russian Orthodox. But it is above all in the Catholic camp and initially within the Catholicism of the United States that his proposal made a splash and produced a very heated discussion. It's a proposal, in fact, that radically brings into question, in addition to contrasting them with each other, both the current pontificate of Francis and that of his predecessor, Benedict XVI. And then he goes on to say more. The gist of it basically is that the Benedict option presents a worldview or a way of looking at or reviving Christianity, if you will, that is totally opposed to Francisism or Benedictism or whatever it is that Magister calls it in the later part of the story.
Yeah, I mean, Sandro Magister, this man is an old and venerable and very knowledgeable and very well networked and connected Vaticanista, as they call him in Italian. This guy knows his stuff. Now, of course, anyone can read the article in La Civiltà Cattolica and talk about it. But the fact is, he zeroes in on the importance of this. Why? Because he knows what people are talking about. The fact that La Civiltà Cattolica, I wish I could get them to condemn something I did, because it would.
I wish they would condemn me. Then
we should get them to condemn the Veritas Radio Network. It would put you on the map.
Please condemn me. All right, everybody, here's a new Lenten prayer. La Cattolica, how do you say it again?
La Civiltà Cattolica.
La Civiltà Cattolica needs to condemn the Crusade Channel and the Veritas Radio Network. Lord, hear our prayer.
Oh, no, that's no responsorial. I'm having nightmares of responsorial psalms and things like that. But this is noteworthy. I mean, Dreher couldn't have asked for better advertising. But the beauty of it is these Jesuits are so liberal. These guys are so incredibly liberal, and they're just basically telling everybody what you should be reading. When they do this, they're going to make it popular.
That is, if we could just get them to condemn us. If you went, wait a minute, if you're not supposed to be listening to those guys, if I keep having people like Peter Kwasniewski and you on and promoting it, our doom is assured, brother.